Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Kenny McKenzie, Chief Product Officer at Predictable Revenue. Now, Kenny is a pillar of innovation at Predictable Revenue, helping lead the development of their products and services. He's also a sought after speaker, making appearances at international sales and technology conferences. So today he's going to teach you about what to look for as a founder, as a CEO, as a marketer, as a salesperson, when you're launching a new product. So this could give you some context for, is my product going to be successful in my target market? How do I avoid biases? How do I avoid assumptions? How do I get the proper feedback? So everything to do with launching a new product when you're first starting out, or it could be you have a successful company and you want to see if a new product you're launching in an already successful company is going to be a hit. He's going to go through all of it without any sort of bias.
The funny thing is that, you know, as a marketer, you tend to look at things like, you know, demographics, firmographics, like all these, but it really boils down to like what people want. And so it doesn't matter all these demographical attributes that people look at, like those are just sort of like proxies for the actual thing that matters, which is what do they want? So that's number one, is you got to find a group of people who all want the same thing. And the easiest sort of best way to do that, frankly, is having conversations, interviewing them and doing it right. Like, there are all sorts of traps. Like, you want to avoid cognitive biases. So you got to approach this like a scientist or like an investigator. It's like, you think that there has been a crime where, you know, all these people have been wronged in some way, and you're trying to like investigate the culprit, like who's causing all these people all this pain, right? You can't go into it being like, I want them to like my idea.
Yeah.
So you got to like leave any ideas you have behind and really just try and understand like, what does this group of people want? And then work from there towards a solution. And so like Ash Maria is like really good at sort of articulating, like he gives this analogy, you know, when it comes to startups or building new products, it's like you got a door, like your market is like a door with a lock on it, and you're building a key. And so what most people do is they'll build a key and they'll go door to door to door to door trying to open doors. Like, what are the odds that you're going to just build a random key and be able to go and open some random door that you walk up to?
I love the analogy. That's a great analogy. Yeah,
it is. I got to credit Ash Maria for that one.
Yeah, that's really good.
But yeah, if you pick a door and you study the lock and you basically act like a locksmith and then you design a key specifically for that lock, you can open the door. And sometimes I think that, you know, there's these waves of technology that come, right? And whenever there's like a new wave of technology and it sort of goes from the like over the, it's over the hype cycle and it actually gets developed and it's hitting that like plateau of productivity or whatever, and it's becoming viable. Like those, that's now there's this whole new suite of opportunities for being able to unlock sort of new ways of solving problems. And so that's like being able to combine those things as part of the equation. And so you might discover a real market opportunity, but like the way to solve that might not come for another 8 years or something, especially if you're looking at a specific type of technology. So that's the second sort of challenge, is being apprised of all these things. That's why it's so hard, is because like it's a very, very complex challenge.
Yeah.
And then you run into the risk too of the market being too small.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to try and pick like a job to be done, a sort of a contextual progress people want to make. You have a very small group of people who really, really, really want to make that progress. But if you help them make that progress and you basically make it easier to make that progress, more and more and more and more people are going to also want to make that progress.
Yeah.
So you basically develop a solution that so addresses an existing really compelling market need for a very small group of people, but by doing so, makes the market grow, because the more people who see, oh wow, they were able to make that progress, I want to make that progress too. And so then it kind of,
well, that's a blue ocean,
build your
right
own market.
That would be the blue ocean strategy, where you're technically building your own market.
Exactly. And usually when you have like a product flying off the shelf type product market situation, or a product market fit situation, it's because you're building a new market. Like, it's rare that you're going to go into a really noisy market and do that, unless you've got something really novel and compelling that like allows people to make some whole new type of progress. Otherwise, why would they be flocking to you if there's all these comparable competitors? So,
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform: accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win: efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company. And it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.